More now on Blackwater and private security firms. We're joined by Robert Young Pelton, the author of Licensed to Kill, Hired Guns in the War on Terror. And you know quite a bit about Blackwater in particular.
Well, I spent 3 years on the ground with security contractors. I interviewed Eric Prince, which was quite unusual at the time. And I spent a month actually working with Blackwater, running the airport road, which at the time was their most dangerous run.
I'm trying to understand who oversees licenses or is responsible for the things that Blackwater does. This is a private company that must own a great many military quality weapons.
Correct. Well, Blackwater has a training facility in North Carolina. They have 7,500 acres, and they have a lot of weapons there that are used for training. They are licensed to own those and to sort of let people use them and take them back. In Iraq, they work under the auspices of their clients, so they primarily work for the State Department. The State Department has very strict rules on who can bring weapons in and use them, and they are overseen by the State Department. But in the evolution of the business of what they do, which is keeping State Department people alive, it has gone from sort of the Wild West to sort of a more organized, still chaotic, but more organized function.
I'm just curious whether there's somebody who's issued a license somewhere along the line who might revisit the authority to export or to even own them.
I think the State Department calls the shots on that because they are the ones that set the force required to keep their people alive. And for example, there's a lot of discussion about should people have a semi-automatic M4, which is an assault rifle that fires single shots, versus a fully automatic one, or couldn't you go up to a heavy automatic? Well, Blackwater is limited to things like heavy machine guns. They use grenade launchers. They cannot use fragmentation grenades. They cannot use the typical rocket launchers. So there's these weird little limits on how much force you can use.
If the State Department were to say, we oversee the export of weapons by Blackwater to Iraq under the U.S. International Traffic in Arms Regulation Act, they could say this is in violation. We're going to stop it right now if we want to.
They could, except Blackwater works for the State Department. Mm-hmm. And there you have sort of an unholy alliance where the regulating force is also the client.
So they would have to say we're no longer keeping you as a contractor. They could stop it only by ending the contract in that case.
Yeah, they just fire them. They have DynCorp and Triple Canopy that are also allowed to provide this, what they call WPPS, Worldwide Protection Services.
There will be much discussion, I'm sure, as to whether in the shooting incidents, whether their people were trigger-happy when they fired. Did Blackwater have any reputation any different from any other security contractor in Iraq when you were there?
Blackwater has always prided themselves on their aggressive stance, their ability to show force, and whether it's using armored vehicles or using heavy weapons. Secondly, they're allowed to use force under certain rules. They're very clear that if you see a threat, a perceived threat, and it could be a white car coming towards you that doesn't stop and you fire at it, it keeps coming, you're allowed to take out the driver. Now, you just killed an innocent civilian, but it could have also been a car bomber.
But I'm a civilian also in that case.
Exactly.
So I've killed an innocent civilian. I'm a civilian in that scenario.
Right. And this is this gray area that we've created. When I say we, our government has created this contractor gray area so that they can do these type of things and get blamed for it and then sort of thrown away and another company replaces them.
We learned yesterday that over the past 3 years or so, I think 122 employees of Blackwater in Iraq have been fired. That would be out of at any given time somewhere around 800 plus people who were there. How does that compare with the likelihood of somebody in uniform who does something wrong being sent out of Iraq?
Well, it's jaw-dropping because on December 24th, when a Blackwater armorer got drunk and shot to death the vice president's bodyguard, the best solution that Blackwater can come up with is that, well, we fired him. Mm. And can you imagine someone in the military shooting?
There's no court-martial. They're not going to have a court-martial for a Blackwater employee.
They wash their hands because he's a contractor. Mm-hmm. It is this weird sense of disposability that scares me because had a soldier shot the same person, he would be in the brig, and it would be very publicized. He'd be court-martialed and put in jail. That's the accountability that we need as taxpayers and citizens to ensure that people do the right thing over there. It's been almost 7-8 months, and no charges have been filed. So obviously somebody is sort of using that gray zone again to get away with murder.
Well, Robert Young Pelton, thank you very much for talking with us.
It's my great pleasure.
Robert Young Pelton is the author of Licensed to Kill, Hired Guns in the War on Terror.